What's the matter? Finished eating already? Yeah, a lot of the villagers have returned home. Honestly, I'm surprised this little party lasted this long. You think this is a large party? Oh, this is nothing. You should see some of the feasts my clan set up in the past. We had a saying among us. It's not a party until someone drinks themselves to death. That was a long time ago, though. I still can't wrap my head around it. Me, an Oni, eating with humans. Was this your plan from the beginning? So, what was initially meant to be a private dinner between the two of us got leaked because of me? I brought food with me because I knew you could never fill an Oni's appetite by your own means. That was the plan. You supply the sake, and I bring the food. Oh, and for the record, I didn't steal any of it. I hunted and preserved the meat myself. And the vegetables came from the hillside and from my little garden. You weren't the only one busy preparing, see? You know, when you told me these people begged you to appease me, I expected them to be a bit more cautious. But look at them now! They have the gall to invite themselves to my dinner! In a way, it's kind of degrading. How could they be so bold? It's unthinkable. They're just like mice, scurrying around in full view of a cat. So, I have you to thank for the warm welcome. Might that have something to do with why the villagers kept staring at us before? It won't be a problem, will it? Me being here? What I mean is, this isn't some trap to kill me, is it? Someone else didn't poison the sake, so they can cut off my head while I sleep. Well, even if they did, it's not a bad way to go. Delicious. It's funny, my friend. I've watched your village since its first hut was built. But this is the very first time I've actually come down here to see it up close. Honestly, I didn't think anything was going to come of it. The initial villagers were few, but they kept working on the land, and their descendants redirected the river for the rice paddies. And their descendants brought in the first oxen for the fields. And now, just a few generations later, their descendants are drinking with me. It seems village folk really are simple creatures. Have a little more. I'm sure you can drink much more than this. But you're not simple, are you? You work in Tokyo, the biggest city in the country. You're a businessman, and alcohol's a luxury item for humans. You're probably the wealthiest person here. What about your family? Come to think of it, I don't think I've seen your parents or grandparents. Did you move here from another village? You moved here after your family wouldn't accept your sake business? Goodness, I had no idea your career was such a risky one. Ah, and even when it sells, taxes take a cut of your profit, and you end up using the rest of the money to prepare for future batches. And you can only make and deliver so much by yourself. That's just so unfair! You work your body to the bone to make and deliver something this incredible all by yourself, and all you have to show for it is the next batch? Maybe if you somehow convinced your family to accept your business and help you out. Oh, I understand now. Since you're the only one into this, you manage by yourself. What about the villagers here? I see. They're too busy tending to their own crops to manage. Of course, to them, it's not just a matter of money. They also have to feed themselves. No wonder they were so happy to see me. All that food must have been a godsend to them. I don't know what to think about all this. At first, I just wanted to take up your offer to eat and drink my fill. But now, seeing everyone like this, smiling and laughing because of me, It's been a while since I've done something that's felt so right. Of course I want to feel good about it. But I am an Oni. We're not supposed to help humans. We're supposed to kill, eat, and rob them. I mean, what would my clan think if they saw this? They probably wouldn't be all that surprised. I couldn't cut it as an Oni. So now, I'm interacting with humans, throwing a party. What else could be so fittingly pathetic? I'm saying it because it's true. Back in my clan, I was one of the weakest Oni out of the whole bunch. There were even some younger than me that could easily beat me up in a fight. But the worst of them was Bonbori, my elder sister. She was the ideal Oni. She was stronger, faster, prettier, and smarter than anyone else. She was what the rest of us looked up to. Whenever I did anything with her, whether it was hunting, eating, or drinking, I wanted to be her, to do what she could do. I wanted her to look at me and say to the others, "You see that? That's Hozuki, my sister." But no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't measure up. And being her sister, I was always compared to her. It was maddening, always being compared to the best. That war I fought in, the one where my clan left me on the battlefield to die afterwards. I don't blame them. Now that I think about it, a part of me knew what was going to happen. In the end, I was just... Wait. This sound. That smell. Speak of the devil. Take the rest of the villagers inside. Now. The scout was accurate. You there! Are you the Oni who lives in the mountain here? Yes. An Oni living with humans. What's your name?
Hozuki.
What? Impossible. Hozuki died over a century ago. If you won't tell me who you are, I will... Your arm. Why did you...
Our illusions and disguises dispel once injured. You taught me that, didn't you, Bonbori?
Gods, I didn't... If you were alive... Why didn't you return home?
Honestly, it's pretty stupid, like everything else about me. Just sit down, and I'll tell you everything. And besides, those friends you brought along look like they could use a drink too.
So, you didn't come back because of something like that?
I told you it was stupid.
How can you just... Do you have any idea how we felt when you didn't make it back?
Probably glad that a sad excuse for an Oni like me was gone. You think I spent this whole time having fun? You didn't think for a moment that I was too afraid, ashamed to come back? That I would have rather died?
Hazuki, how could you think that?
You and the clan said it yourselves, remember? We only live by the rule of strength. You die. It means you were too weak to live. And to receive help from a human monk, of all people. I was already pathetic enough before. But how was I supposed to face any of you after that? But all that idiocy is in the past. So, what's the plan now? I assume you're going to drag me back home?
If this were any other situation, I would have beaten you to a pulp first. But pathetic or not, you're still a part of our clan.
But now, what do you want to do, Hazuki?
Judging from what you've gotten yourself into, you're old enough to make your own decisions.
Look how I ended up. The last time I decided something for myself. But if I had the choice, I would go back home.
Really? You've had all this time to think about it, and just now you decide you want to come back?
I'm tired of being scared, Bombori. Hiding like some rat in a cave. I'm sick of it. No, it's time for me to get off my ass and own up to my own cowardice.
When the clan head sees you and learns what you've done...
And I'll deserve what's coming to me. What? Want me to reconsider?
No. But when we get there, what are you going to tell her?
Everything. If that's all, let's head out. Wait. I have to bandage my arm first. Go ahead. I'll catch up. Hey, friend. You heard all that, huh? Believe me, I didn't know we'd be getting some party crashers. It's a good thing I was there. They were so distracted by me, they didn't even bother to eat anyone. Why the long face? You should be happy. You don't have to keep bringing me sake anymore. Speaking of which, thank you for the sake and this party. As compensation, take whatever you want from my cave. I'm sure this village could use some extra supplies, don't you think? Well, enjoy the rest of your night. But, a little advice. I suggest you seek out a monk as soon as you can. One that knows how to set up wards and seals. Now that my clan know of this place, you can expect more of them to come by. Me? You don't expect me to come back, do you? Don't get the wrong idea. I only stayed in the mountain because of convenience. So much for the admirable Oni, huh? The Oni that protects the village is a weakling that was too cowardly to face her clan. Oh well. Our time was fun while it lasted, wasn't it? Even if it was a bit one-sided. Goodbye. And stay healthy, my friend.